right, everybody. We're not messing around. Some of you are waking up early on a Saturday morning to News 1110 99.3 WBT. Some of you are going to work. Some of you, yes, are coming in late. Welcome home. Some of you are listening to the podcast at jessebrowns.com. It's right there, podcast, all four segments broken down for your listening pleasure. If you're just joining us, our guest, Tom Bell, Rock Hill Outdoor Center Supervisor, is telling us about the UCI BMX Championships in Rock Hill. If you did not know this, back in 2005, the Rock Hill City Council took on the undertaking of this. We opened up a criterium down there. The Riverwalk is in parts of the Carolina Thread Trail alongside the Catawba River getting special attention. They've always had that strong national softball community that's come in every year from all over the place, as well as opening up the Novant Health BMX Supercross track, and that we're going to fill it up with a bunch of cyclists, and the BMX World Championships is taking place July 25th through the 30th. So as Charlotte, North Carolina, is talking about MLS soccer and all of the things like that, we have an international event in Charlotte over at Quail Hollow called the PGA Championship that's coming in later this summer. There's an international championship taking place in Rock Hill in just 1 week.
Right, and we have Tom Bell, the Rock Hill Outdoor Education Center, I beg your pardon, the Rock Hill Outdoor Center Supervisor. And let's give a quick location for listeners who may not know where the BMX Supercross track and the Outdoor Center is. There's also the Giordano Bicycle Velodrome. Tom, located, we're traveling south from Charlotte, 20 miles on I-77. How do we get to the BMX Supercross track and the Rock Hill Outdoor Center?
We are located at 1307 Riverwalk Parkway, which is within the Riverwalk development on the banks of the Catawba River. Most folks coming from the Charlotte area usually get off either at Sutton Road or exit 82 A or B, I think it is, and come in from there. We're pretty easy to find across from the Home Depot and PetSmart, and there's a new, I think, Friendly's hamburger and milkshake.
Now you're talking. Now yeah, we're working on that as a sponsor. We can eat some get some shakes, burgers, and fries.
Absolutely. I just plugged all of them, and they're not even sponsors. So we're right there in the Riverwalk community. It's a mixed use development on the Catawba River, 1,000-acre development with 250 acres dedicated to public recreation amenities. And it's just 1307 Riverwalk Parkway, and that's where the Velodrome's located as well, within Riverwalk and the other amenities that you mentioned earlier.
And that's right on US 21.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay, US 21, the BMX World Championships coming to Rock Hill, South Carolina. Races next Tuesday through Saturday, drawing 3,700 riders from 48 different countries. And I've got a list of some of those countries. Australia, Latvia, Zimbabwe, New Zealand, Russian Federation, Bolivia, Thailand.
And Thailand is the country that that Rock Hill beat out to be the host the first time since 2001 that this has come to the United States. And, Tom, I wanted to ask you about that because we're doing a lot of talking about bicycle running and riding and jumping big hills and all of that sort of thing. But will you take us in to what we, the spectator, are going to see? I mean, are these guys just racing against the clock, or are they going to be a handlebar to handlebar, so to speak?
Absolutely. Yeah, they will be. The way they do it, they line up as many as 8 riders in a gate, a hydraulic system that the gate drops, and they race, like you said, shoulder to shoulder, elbow to elbow, and they go around 3 turns, asphalt turns, bank turns, and there are some jumps. There's different sections of the track where they will pump their way through, or they'll sprint their way through, and you know, anything can happen on a course. We do have occasional wrecks and things like that, but in terms of it's high energy. It's about 12 1,200 to 1,400 feet in length this track is, and they go all out from the start to the finish.
And there is, I do need to say that it is a spectator sport. In fact, you have a wonderful seating grandstand for people to be there to watch, to cheer, to see the crashes, because they're going to happen too when these guys come jumping and cycling and speaking different languages because they're from 40 different countries. And some of them are used to driving cars on the left side of the road.
That's right.
And some are on the right side. It's exciting for us to come down there to watch this happen.
It really is, and we do have about 3,000 seats in our existing grandstands, and then we're going to be bringing in some auxiliary units to accommodate more spectators, and it's very exciting. The crowds get really, really excited. It's high energy. A lot of times the races come right down to the finish line. There's moves made, strategic moves made on the track that where they'll undercut and come across and make a move and take the lead, and it really is a spectator sport, and it's high energy. There'll be music. We've got great announcers. International announcers will be commentating the whole time, explaining what's going on out there. So it's really Saturday's the big night. That's when the finale is, and that's when the top level riders will be riding.
That's Friday night.
No, Saturday.
Saturday night.
Saturday of the 29th is the finale. They'll start practicing all day. These are the elite men and women, the ones who qualify for the Olympics, and some Olympic medalists will be there as well. The American Olympic medalist Connor Fields will be racing. The top athletes from around the world. They'll start practicing on Saturday at 10 a.m., and racing begins at 3:30 with the championships that evening between 6 and 8. 9 p.m. is the championship, and then there'll be fireworks after that. So I recommend if you're going to come out, Saturday would be – there's amateur racing all week during the day, but Saturday evening is the finale. That is the world championship with the top-level riders Saturday evening, the 29th.
It's exciting times. We've got Tom Bell on, Rock Hill Outdoor Center supervisor. And, Tom, before the break earlier, we were kind of delving into this, the growth of BMX riding in – the world has really taken off over the past 15, 16 or so years. What about bringing it, you're a local boy, bringing it back home? Has this picked up the pace with Rock Hill's investment in BMX and Supercross? Are local riders starting to take to it a little bit more?
They really are. We're seeing a combination of growth patterns here. We're seeing the guys who raced back in the 70s and 80s who now have children who raced in other regions, other areas, and they're getting back into the sport with their kids because this is a family sport. It's a multi-age sport. You can start as young as 4 or 5 years old, and we've had a racer at a national event in his 80s, and he raced with his son, his grandson, and his great-grandson at the same event. If that tells you anything about the multi-generational nature of it all. But yeah, this is definitely something that appeals to all ages, and the growth in our area, you know, there is a BMX track north of us at Hornet's Nest that's been there, I think, since the 80s or earlier. And when we built our track, we wanted to partner up and not conflict with theirs because we want to build the sport in Rock Hill. And so we're getting hundreds of riders come through a month in both practice and clinics and things like that from the local community. So we really are building a local BMX group in this area, and folks are moving here. I've got a family. There's several families that have moved here because our track is premier. They've moved here from Georgia and other areas to be close to this track. So it's not only growing local riders, it's bringing riders in who are moving here to be close to this premier facility.
Tom, you mentioned that 2016 gold medalist Connor Fields and women's 2016 silver medalist Elise Post will both be competing. What are the age groups of the competitors? Are there teens, 20s, 30s, 40s? Or
Well, there are, and most of the widest range of age groups compete on Tuesday through Friday, and that can be as young as, I think, 6 or 8 years old, all the way up to the, you know, 40, 50-year-old veterans, you know. So, and that's the bulk of the competition on Saturday for the championship on July 29th. Those riders are in their teens up to their probably late 20s. That would be the kind of the age range for the junior men and women, and the elite men and women is probably in their early teens all the way up to their late 20s. That's kind of the span there for the pro and elite level riders.
Now, I see if you want to go to the event and be a spectator, give us, it says here there's going to be 40 food trucks, or more than 40 food trucks, amusement rides, and live music. What's the admission? And
what's that website, Tom Bell?
Yeah, that website, we've all learned it. It's rockhillscbmx.com. That'll have just about everything you want to know about the event, the cost. If you get your tickets ahead of time, I think they're a couple dollars. I think it's like $12.50 online and $15 at the door. And then there's a week pass if you want to get a week-long pass. There's a parking fee in certain lots, but then most of the parking around the perimeter of the facility is no charge. And we'll have 4 to 6 shuttle buses going the whole time. So that's kind of the rundown on the cost, but that website is the best resource because it tells you who's racing which day, what age groups, when the finale is. And we don't want to forget our opening ceremony coming up this Saturday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. in downtown Rock Hill at Fountain Park,
July 25th through the 30th. Tom Bell, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about the 2017 UCI BMX World Championships taking place in Rock Hill.